It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, you know, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome one and all to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. And you know what, guys? Simpleville and Terminus Eric, that is true. I blend up 8 ounces of broccoli every single day in my shake so I get my greens. Because 8 ounces, I think, is equivalent to like at least two servings. And it is broccoli. And I blend it up and I do drink it, you know, within the hour. So I am getting my vegetables. How about you guys? Do you guys get your vegetables each day?
Oh, not as much as I should. I mean, certain things I enjoy, other things I don't. You might laugh at this, what you just mentioned. I was always allergic growing up to the green leafy vegetables. I could absolutely not eat them. Still can't eat lettuce to this day without it going the wrong way.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about you, Terminus? Do I even ask?
What's vegetables?
Exactly. Good Lord. Similar bit, we're trying to get them to drink water, which we will find out how Terminus Eric is doing. And you know what, though? No pun intended, but he has turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
So they green leaf, but... turned over a new leaf when it comes to drinking some water. So we'll have our water check later on. We also have our fitness tip later on. Also in the last segment, we'll do our entertainment segment with a recap of The Walking Dead. Only one episode left. Then we kind of go on like a two-week hiatus. And then we start GOT reviews, Game of Thrones, for all the Game of Thrones fans out there. We do our weekly entertainment recap of that fantastic show, which I heard a stat the other day, and then we'll get on, because we have a lot of stuff to get to, a lot of interesting topics with March Madness, etc. But, guys, I heard that they were looking, the Game of Thrones, when they were filming for this season, I think they said like 180 or 200 extras, and they received 96,000 applicants.
Whoa. I'd like to do that reading.
Yeah, okay, now, but here's the thing. They received 96,000 applicants for people to be an extra. So, Eric, you've been in extras in lots of movies. What does that pay? $100?
It depends on what you're doing, but yeah, about $100.
Okay. What does it normally pay?
It's about $100 for like 12 hours. 12 hours of work is about $100.
So since Eric has been in numerous movies, being extras and stuff like that. Even one, we were a little disappointed he wasn't up front firing a gun, but we won't talk about that right now. But here's my thing, is that the applicants, remember where they film. They're not filming like in downtown L.A. They're over in Ireland, Spain, and Croatia. So they said they receive applicants from all over the world. So imagine you send in your application and they choose you and you live in Kansas. Dude, it's going to cost you $1,000 just to get there.
Do it for the exposure.
Exposure. Yeah, I guess you can put it on your resume. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Extra. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I guess that's the whole thing. So we'll start talking about it, Game of Thrones, in around 3 weeks. But right now, which we kind of think that's madness, to lose money and go work for no money. It's March Madness also. I was trying to do a segue there. I kind of did it.
Close.
It continues to roll. Fantastic games. And you know what? Over the last decade, I would say literally over the last decade, we've only really had one disappointing Super Bowl. And the reason I bring that up is because last week we were talking about really only two events that kind of brings everybody together, female, male, diehards, don't really care, sports fans. And that's the Super Bowl, and it's March Madness. March Madness, everybody fills out a bracket, which I'm actually doing really good on my bracket. How, I have no idea. March Madness is just like the Super Bowl. Like, they don't miss. They have fantastic stories. There's always, now I know there's a better chance because there's so many games, but there's so many great stories that go on with it. Intriguing matchups. David versus Goliath, David winning sometime, even David coming really close and taking it to the wire. It truly is just fantastic television, Seminole Bill, isn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, like we talked about before, it's anyone can really get hot and do some damage. You know, we've seen the Lucky Charms, the Cinderellas, you know, the Glass Slippers throughout various tournaments. And one or two that just boggle the mind. If you go, like I said, back to Jimmy V's big team there that just no one thought had a prayer, and all of a sudden they run the table, man. It's just an amazing story when something like that happens.
It really is. And, you know, the Glass Slipper, Seminole Bill, is a great storyline. But I really believe what Kentucky is doing is a great storyline, too. And just what they did during the regular season, which kind of leads me to this question, Seminole Bill. And that is, John Calipari, and a remarkable job that he has done at Kentucky to be able to recruit, you know, every five-star kid and get two basically teams of five-star kids playing, and everybody's happy, and he's doing just a remarkable job, which he's still young enough, which leads me to the question of, does the NBA come calling again for Calipari? And does coach jump to the NBA? And what I really want to know is that if you're John Calipari, what do you do, Seminole Bill? Because the opportunities will be there because he's young enough. Somebody like Coach K at Duke, that's not happening. You know, he's made it known. He turned down a couple offers way back when to the Lakers, and I think it was somebody else. Maybe it was the Bulls, but it was the Lakers and the Knicks or somebody like that. But if you're Calipari, do you go for it again, or do you go, you know what, I love college?
And that again, if you're Calipari and you're at a non, you know, power, I mean like where he's at right now, that's basketball royalty, you know, for college. So you're equivalent there. I mean, you're in one of the best programs you could be in for what you're trying to do in college basketball. If you want that dominant power almost every year, he's got it, you know?
But I'm asking you, what would you do? Would you, you know, you won a national championship in college basketball. You failed basically in the NBA.
Right.
Do you try the NBA again, knowing that, I guess, you try the NBA again?
Well, it depends. I know you want an answer, but this is a tough question because you got to ask yourself where.
You
ask challenging questions, which I enjoy that part about you. But here, I mean, you can't lose where you're at right now unless you just tank a couple years and then people get upset because they expect greatness where you are. But I mean, you have the pedigree of having been a pro coach. You've been at programs where you just made those programs substantial, you know, powerhouses in college basketball because of your coaching method. You've written books. You've been successful on, you know, you name it. I mean, he's done it. You know, he can do any endorsement you want. Do you want to leave what you've got where you're the general, the king, if you will, and go back into the ranks of, okay, every day you're proving yourself? Maybe for him it's the challenge. You know, maybe I need a challenge. Maybe I'm just so hyper-A-driven that I have to be challenged more than I am at this level because it's just pretty much easy. I can go out and, you know, pick who I choose. Now, if he was at South Dakota U, pardon me, South Dakota people, but,
yeah,
you know, could you build that program to what you got now? Probably not, but maybe you could because you're John Calipari. Maybe you bring people to that program. They love it. You know, go see Mount Rushmore, whatever. I mean, you can recruit anybody to anywhere if you got the right coach and the right pedigree. And that's been proven to some extent with coaches in football as well. You see the programs go up and down, that they're going to have their cycles. The right coach comes in, take one, put them over here from there. And again, we can look at what would have happened if Coach Bowden would have left us for his favorite school in Alabama years ago, or maybe jumped to the pros when he was asked when he was younger. So me personally, if I thought I had done everything I could at one level and wanted to see if I could meet that challenge, if I'm that person that I've got to have that challenge, then I jump. I don't think it's really about the money at this point for him. I really don't.
No, that's true. It's not about the money. And some people would argue, Somerville, that it's about why wouldn't you stay somewhere where you're just loved and job security is locked in. Why go somewhere where in 3 years, literally 3 years, 2 years, for how impatient we are, that they're ready to kick you out, you know, if you take over? Because you're not showing up and taking over the Cavaliers with LeBron James. You are most likely showing up to take over, I don't know who, the Knicks, you know, someone that's just awful.
Well, I mean, again, the paradox. In college, the coaches still have the ability to be the general. In pros, a lot of times, your wings are clipped. I mean, you just know it. If you've got a you know, ultra, the all-star, you know, a LeBron, a Michael, you know, back in the day, I mean, the top echelon players on your team, that ownership isn't always just listening to the coach.
That's a good point.
What you know? Hey, if Kobe says I want somebody out of here back in the day because Kobe kind of runs the show, well, I might lose my coach might be gone. Sorry, you know.
Good point.
Do you want to deal with that, or would you rather? You know, and then you got a Spurrier, you know, like a guy like Spurrier went to the pros. You know, didn't you know have much fun with it because of all that nonsense. Went back and. You like being involved in recruiting. You like being with, you know, kids coming out of high school, you know, molding kids into men. And then you can have, you know, pardon the expression, but a double Big Mac because you can pick up 2 pounds worth of beef if you're Calipari. You can get all those McDonald's All-Americans to come play if you like you did this last time. And you just roll over people. I mean, he's one of the few guys that can command that like a Dean Smith could and some other folks back in the day. They don't have to worry about anything except next year, who's the next one coming here? You know, what's the next group that's going to come in here and be great?
You know, would you agree that in college, the coach is, it's probably not the right word, someone to build. The college for a coach is the star. You know what I mean? That they're, you know, the John Calipari we're talking about, Nick Saban, that the players aren't. But when you get to, and it's important, when you get to the, and we'll stick with, well, let's just stay with the NBA and basketball. I mean, can you name anybody in the NBA? I can think of Popovich as kind of bigger than the players. You know, other than that, I can't really, you know, it's a great topic. That we could talk about forever. But when we come back here on the Mark Lloyd Show, the great debate going on right now with football. We'll talk about that coming up right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us. Head in the clouds, but my gravity centered.
Touch my neck, and I'll touch. You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for spending your Saturday, at least an hour of your day, with us. We always do appreciate it. Terminus Eric, Seminole Bill, and myself, Mark Lloyd. And we also appreciate you protecting your identity with the good folks at Fraud Protection Network. Let them protect your identity with the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program. It's an award-winning service. Give them a call. Let them start protecting your identity today before it's too late. 855-203-0683 is their phone number, or visit their website the way Seminole Bill does.
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
Man, you are awesome at saying that.
Thank you.
I just want to let you know that.
Got a great spot. Okay,
before we went to break, I mentioned the great debate that's going on right now. And what the great debate is, because Chris Moreland, for those of you who don't know, rookie linebacker out of Ohio State, played for the 49ers last year, very good, was like third, fourth, fifth, sixth, something like that, in rookie of the year voting. He decides to up and quit after 1 year, saying that, you know, he read more into the whole concussion stuff, and in his best interest, he feels that he no longer is going to be a football player. So he retired, quit, whatever you want to call it. He's given back part of his signing bonus. So all that stuff. It has now raised everybody's eyebrows, acting like, especially the media running with this, that, oh my gosh, there's going to be a domino effect. The NFL and football is in real trouble. My first question, Seminole Bill, do you feel at all that the NFL, college football, high school football, any of that is in real trouble if you look 5 or 10 years down the road?
You're going to have this going on for a while. I mean, there's, you know, bits and pieces on both ends that people are trying to throw out there. But again, what's really odd now, I guess, to me is, like you just said, seeing more of the players really jumping on it so much earlier, because, you know, in the past, there was always the mentality of, not enough out there to really know that that's really happening. And, you know, we're tough guys. We're going to play, you know, and we want to be on the field. This is the sport we love. But, you know, there are people now looking at it and saying, well, hey, you know, what's the quality of life going to be? Because, you know, a football player only has so many years on the field.
Correct.
You know, just like a boxer, you know, taking a lot of shots to the head. What's the quality of life? You know, God bless him. Do you want to end up like Muhammad? You know, what an amazing guy he was. But, I mean, the quality of life sure tapered off these last years for him and developing Parkinson's and things like that, which, again, we don't know how these things arrive, but people, you know, obviously attribute to what happened to him there, and the same thing in football with the concussions and all that. I mean, it's definitely going to be something you have to now think about a little bit more because of all the studies that are out there. Yeah, the info that wasn't there before, you know.
The information's out there, that which could go both ways, right?
Yes.
The information out there can have you make up your mind saying, you know what? I'm willing to take the chance. I understand what we're talking about. I don't feel I'm going to be one of those guys. Or the information, you could read it and say, wow, I don't even want to take a chance. But my thing is this, is that there's a part of me also that goes, you know, come on, guys. Like, we don't know that. Like, banging your head against somebody else. Like,
sure.
Something might go wrong. Not is going to go wrong. Something might go wrong. And raise this topic stays relevant because this past week, a Michigan Wolverine lineman, his name slips my mind. He has quit the team. I don't know if he was necessarily a draft prospect But regardless, he quit the team over the same exact stuff. So he did, you know, no longer has a scholarship. I'm sure if you quit, you don't get your scholarship. So it is a big deal when it comes to getting your degree and financially being able to pay for it, et cetera. I guess, do I think that football is going to be hurt? No. But the question is this. Is now if somebody, let's say this, a Tony Gonzalez, that is the first Julius Thomas. Tony Gonzalez is probably the perfect example. He was very good at college basketball, very good at college football. He chose to go play NFL football. Turned out to be arguably the greatest tight end ever to play the game. But now with all this information coming out, this is the only area, Senator Bill, where I think the NFL could miss out on a few stars, is that somebody might say, if you're that kid, you could play in the NBA, you could play in the NFL, that you might go, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the NBA. Not because I like the sport better, but because I have because of the concussions and the injury factor when it comes to the NFL. Specifically, we're talking about the head. I'm not talking about he's worried about breaking his shoulder or his leg. But for that, I think that's where there could be some impact. Agree?
Yeah, I think you have something there. I think also what you might think of now more it's interesting with this whole topic, because where I think it really starts, and I'll be me as an example, I didn't start playing contact football, you know, till later in the game. I was playing baseball. I was playing other sports. But I loved football, but my real mom wouldn't allow me to start until about the seventh grade, you know, way back okay. when we didn't know anything about this. You know, my first year of contact football was seventh grade, and that's late, to be honest with you. Nowadays, it's late for kids.
Gosh,
kids playing peewee ball
well,
all that
well,
with
the
their
time
kids.
You're in the seventh
you know?
Grade now, you already have a ranking.
Right.
Like
yeah, that's right.
Scholarship
right.
offer.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I was playing baseball since I was six, but again, and other sports, but that football. Now, nowadays, that makes me wonder, do moms and dads or you know, moms and dads try to protect their children? I've heard this, you know, on some other levels, now not let their kids start early into football. Maybe the peewee level goes away. Maybe, you know, if you really want to play football, you're going to have to be more developed and not start to maybe the eighth grade or the ninth grade or whatever. Do mom and dad steer your kids away from that? Do they now return you back to some of the old pastimes of maybe – now we'll see a spurt not just in basketball but in baseball again, because that's what, you know, that's what we were saying. The popularity of baseball was wavering because it was faltering at other levels, and now people might go back and say, well, you know what, Mike, maybe I ought to really get my kid back into these type of sports where the risk of injury is a little bit less than a concussion, you know, that which is, you know, can be pretty prevalent, you know, in some type of football career.
Okay, you know what, that's what I'm. Well, I think we're in agreement on that. Is the other sports, the baseball and basketball, can benefit, if you want to say that, from the awareness that has been brought now and it's in the forefront and it's making lots of moms think maybe twice about their boys playing football.
Right.
So, you know, I could see that possibly happening. And we'll keep an eye on it, Senator Bill. You know, we'll see and we'll be doing the show for a long time. So we'll see if anything, if we read anything or we start seeing a trend. But right now, I don't see it having any effect currently.
One thing I think that's going to be interesting to me is to see if there are additional rules implemented and also what type of protection can be brought into the game, because you've gotten it to an art form. I mean, you remember back in the day when helmets were nothing but foam, and before that, nothing but just a little shell of what they are now. Now these helmets are heavy, an old bikey helmet back in high school with the air pump, those things were really cool, but those jokers weighed a ton. So are you going to figure out a way to better protect the head? Is there a possibility that the technology down the road will allow it to be more absorbing of the blow than the technology today? Those are things that may be coming to play. They've already tried to wean people off hitting with the head as much, you know, those are used to be coaching points, was to put your face mask in his numbers, and now it's, you know, put your shoulder in his numbers, things of that nature.
staying on the NFL, or let's just say staying on the football topic, this past week, Randy Gregory, the defensive end out of Nebraska, slash hybrid linebacker, whatever you want to call him, about 6'3", 6'4", 230 pounds. So not a very big guy. But regardless, he's projected to go 7th or 5th, in the depending on what mock draft you look at. So very, very high pick. Well, he got caught smoking dope or admitted it, and the drug test came back positive. So now they're, you know, how far is he going to drop in the draft? The red flags are going up and everything. And, boy, you know what? I'm looking at it in a different light. I'm not so concerned that he was smoking dope, like the actual drug, especially in this country nowadays with, you know, 5 or 6 states with it legal, however many, and who knows, and medical marijuana being legal everywhere, et cetera, et cetera. But I guess my thing is just, you know, the intelligence factor that it's, you know, you're going to be a top 10 pick. There's millions and millions of dollars on the line. I mean, it's real now. You're not a junior in college and you're playing well and they're saying, hey, you could be a draft, you know, high draft pick. You're still playing. You know what I mean? You're still in college. It's real, but it's not real. You know, so if you mess up there, there's lots of time for everybody to forget it. And it's not that big of a deal. But literally a month before the draft, you know, all you have to do is work out and stay clean, and you get caught for doing it. That's what would be concerning for me, Somerville.
Yeah, yeah, if
I'm a team with the 5th or 7th pick, and I was
that definitely is something that makes you scratch your head. Why can't
does it make you not take him if you were the 5th pick and on your board he was your guy because you figured you needed a defensive end and B, you think he's going to be there, and do you now no longer take him if you were the GM, if you're in the war room?
Well, I think, I mean, just hearing some people talk about it has already made some people maybe shift their thoughts to someone else. Because he's had this issue throughout his career so far, even in the college ranks. He was almost tossed because of it. So if he can't stay away from that stuff for whatever reason.
So there's a trend, is what you're saying.
The trend's there. And no, nothing has made him stop. But if they say you're not playing, that'll end it. So do you want to have the guy there that's got all the talent in the world but doesn't make the right decision?
Like Josh Gordon, the wide receiver for the Cleveland Browns, right?
Well,
can't keep him on the field because he keeps on making stupid decisions.
Yeah, back in the day, you know, a few years ago, was the Honey Badger was having the same problem, you know, at LSU.
And he's turned it around, though, right? I mean, he's just the opposite now. He's turned it around for the NFL.
You're either going to want to grow up, like they were talking about, even with Jameis, about making decisions. You either want to grow up and do the right thing and be on the field and contribute, or you don't, because it's a grown-up game. You're not a little kid anymore. Are you going to step up and do right, or are you going to, you know, tink it away and not do the right things and just blow it? Because trust me, if you got the ability to be there at that level, you have to question the intelligence being made of that decision-making process. You can't have that kind of mindset if you're going to go at that level and make the kind of money you can make. You just can't do it.
All right. Well, gosh. All right. We got to go to break. But I'm going to ask you one question about that on the other side of the break. And then I want to get into staying with the NFL. We have to talk a little bit about Florida State's spring practice that's going on. All that coming up right here. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT1, 877-7EVENT1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. As always, thanks for hanging with us. We are brought to you by Fraud Protection Network. Start protecting your identity today, my good friends. Give them a call. Don't hesitate. Call right now, like right now. As you're listening to me, as I read off the numbers, you press the buttons. Ready? Here we go. 855. Did you get that? 203. Not hard. 0683. Right now, I hope the phone is ringing. And talk to them. And we'll excuse you for not listening to us because you're going to start protecting your identity once you dial that number. Or you could always do the same thing by visiting their website, someone will be at
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
Yes. Okay, here's my question I wanted to ask you. He's a defensive end / linebacker. If that's a quarterback, you instantly just say, screw that, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Because of the position. Because it's just, you know, one position, it's, hey, rush the quarterback and kill somebody. Right. The other position is you really have to think and know what you're doing, and you're the leader of the team, right? So you are out of here, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Which leads me to and I heard the stat this week, another NFL topic, and boy, it was a big deal, is that the Cowboys signed the much maligned Greg Hardy, the former Carolina Panther guy that was on the commissioner's exempt list because of domestic violence. He still received his pay but was not allowed to play. His services this year are up for grabs. Any team can take him. Now, for those of you who don't know who Greg Hardy is, I would say he's top three pass rusher, dominant pass rusher. Can play inside, can play outside. I mean, he's really good. Somebody described him as the McDonough Sue of the defensive ends. You know what I mean? He's just a dominant player. So they don't come along. They're not growing those guys on trees. However, and I didn't know this. I heard this stat this week. Out of the 32 teams, Seminole Bill, 30 teams did not even look at him because of the domestic violence issue. 30 teams did not even look at one of the premier pass rushers or defensive players, let's just say, in the NFL.
Yeah.
Two teams did, the Bucs and the Cowboys. And the Bucs backed away because they felt they were getting played, that he was all along going to go to the Cowboys. And they didn't want to just be a pawn to make him more money, so they backed away. So the Cowboys signed him.
Yeah.
And now he's a member of the Cowboys. And first of all, Somerville, are you shocked that he got signed?
Not shocked, but I mean, you know, it's just like who wants the chips? And I mean, pass me the chips. You want the chips? I don't want those chips. You like them? You don't like them? And 30 teams said, no, we don't like those chips. We don't need to deal with that issue because it's really a red hot button right now. So we'll pass. Not worth it. But the Cowboys okay. think they can use them. So, hey, we'll see what happens.
But now here's what's interesting, too. And then I got another question with this is that Jason Witt, the outstanding future Hall of Fame tight end for the Cowboys, you know, he's big on this issue. He is a very outspoken about domestic violence, et cetera. Similar bill. How does that play out in the locker room then? You know, that you're bringing in this guy that nobody else wanted, and now he's on your team. Now your locker might be next to his. Two alpha males. Two guys that are extremely important to the team, but one has this issue, and the other, is very outspoken against it. How does that work out in the locker room? Can that destroy the locker room for the Cowboys?
If there's repeated incidents, yeah. I mean, obviously, the Cowboys have an image, you know. They're supposed to be America's team. And you've got people out there that are, you know, involved in the community, down from the cheerleaders all the way up. Jerry, you know, runs things a certain way. He's the businessman. He's taking his lumps, you know, about sticking with the head coach, you know, over a period of time, and, you know, about his star, you know, quarterback. But now you're making some moves. You're trying to make things happen, and you're taking, you know, what some people might consider dirty laundry. You definitely believe there'll be some conversating going on in the locker room about all this and about that isn't going to happen here. It better not happen here. And I'm sure because of the 30 teams that passed him, he probably needs to look in the mirror and realize that I better change because – I'm not going to get any more chances from these other guys, and I'm down to my last team, pretty much.
Especially, after he realized that no other teams wanted him, so he has no choice but to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he could have gone to a team that doesn't even have the commitment or the the profile of a Dallas Cowboys. I mean, he could have played for someone horrible, but they wouldn't even take him. But the fact that you didn't have all those other teams interested in you because of what you're doing should tell you it's either this way or the highway. And now that you're you really got the spotlight on you in this program because they are always on TV. They are always being monitored. They're always being looked at because they're, again, America's team. So you better come correct or you're going to be out.
So now this leads me to this question then. If you're a Cowboy fan, or just you want him on your team as a fan, you have no say other than your say could be, I won't buy, if you're a season ticket holder, I won't buy season tickets, or I won't watch you on TV. I mean, that's your own personal little boycott. It's not going to affect the bottom line for them. But you, Seminole Bill, I mean, here's the guy's past, et cetera, et cetera. And there's plenty of players out there. You know, Adrian Peterson comes to mind. If you're a Viking fan, two guys that are really good and you want to win, do you accept them? And one thing, I'm going to preface it like this and I'll let you answer. But I'm not going to judge you like as a person by saying, oh, so you don't care about domestic violence because you're letting them on your team. Or you don't care about somebody abusing their kid, with the Adrian Peterson situation. I'm not going to say that because that's silly. Of course, nobody agrees with that. But would it bother you to have him on your football team?
Well, we kind of had this conversation about Dominican Sue and other people in the past. You know, Darnell, Dockett, you know, you do certain things on or off the field.
That's different, though.
Right. Oh, you're
that's
right, right.
Because that's on the field.
Right, on or off the field. Off-the-field issues, unfortunately, the pros now especially, the guillotine has come down on these types of things. It used to be that without Twitter, without all the other limelights that are always in the spotlights now that are on these players, there was no immediacy. There was no, you know, like you talked about, the dirt wasn't always revealed. Well, now sorry, we got great vacuum cleaners, and they pull all that dirt out. And so you have to either, as a fan, accept that, you know, some of these guys are not perfect and never will be. Do we want what's on the field because we want to win, just win, baby, type mentality? Raiders, Al Davis back in the day, you know, we'll bring me your ill-forgotten souls and we'll use them and we'll win. Or do you want to still stand for something? That star on the helmet means we're accountable for on and off the field actions because we're America's team. We're supposed to be the high profile team here. We're supposed to do the right thing. Again, you know, as the fans, you have a lot of expectation on those players on and off the field now because of the way things are reported. It is your program, just like it can be in college. There's an intimacy and a family unit there. So, do you want to be that team that brings everybody just to win? Or do you want to do it with class and reverence, you know, for a lot of other things that go on behind the scenes that, you know, may not be the production on the field, but do mean something to the fan base and to the coaches and the ownership if they all preach this? You know, again, it's a tough call. Me personally, I mean, you know, you give someone a second chance, but do you give them a third, a fourth, and a fifth? I don't know.
No, that's and you know, I struggle with that too. I think we're in the same boat, you know, on this bill where, yeah, I say give them a chance again, but then, you know, like the Michael Vick thing, I never wanted him to have another chance because I felt like, and it's wrong. Well, I don't want to get into that. People start judging about crazy stuff, but the whole Michael Vick thing really shook me up, and I didn't want him to have a second chance. But I get it. Everybody, you know, to a point, deserves a second chance. All right, let's get off that grim topic. Some of the bill. Let's talk. You want to talk a little spring football?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. You're up there in Tallahassee, and Florida State spring football, and we're gonna have to talk about it on the other side of the break because we're running out of time in this segment. So when we come back, we'll do a little Florida State football. We'll get to our water check, our fitness tip, and also our entertainment segment. All that coming up on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show, a little Walking Dead music. Gosh, we only have 2 weeks left. We have an entertainment segment coming up. We're going to recap last week's Walking Dead, look ahead to this week's season finale, And then next week we'll recap the season finale, and then we kind of go on hiatus for a week or two before Game of Thrones starts. So we got that coming up. Before we get to anything, let's do our water check right now. Hit it. We do a water check each and every week here on the Mark Lloyd Show. It's important to drink a lot of water each day, about a gallon, and we run around the table and see who's in first place on the show. Hopefully you're following along at home and drinking lots of water. My good friends, I am looking at 79 ounces right now, so I'm clearly going to be about 120, 130 on the day. So it's been a very active Saturday morning so far. Where are you at, Seminoleville?
Well, I'm down to the 44, brother.
Man, kind of an off week. You've been hovering in the high 50s and 60s.
Yeah, I dozed off a little bit this week, but
okay,
know.
All right. Well, you know, crank it up the rest of the day, okay?
But it's an opportunity for somebody else, I see.
All right, good point. So Mark Lloyd is clear. I love talking in third person. The Rock taught me that. Mark Lloyd's in first. Seminole Bill is currently in second place in the 40s. Terminus Eric, what position are you in?
I don't know. I can't do math. I drank two bottles that are 17 ounces each.
So you're at 34 ounces. That is clearly in last place.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I can tell you're devastated.
Yeah, kills him.
But good news is, everybody, he's 34 ounces ahead of last week.
Oh,
so
man.
We got that going
for
us.
Right. He was counting ice last time.
Yeah, exactly. He was counting ice and lemonade, and he was trying to read the ingredients to see if there's any kind of water involved at all. Our water check now leads us to our fitness tip. We want everybody to be healthy and happy out there, and one of the reasons is we give you a fitness tip each week. And how about this, Simula Bill? You lift a little weight, especially back in the day, and this is interesting. In order to get your muscles to grow, you need to use a weight that will have them failing on the set between the 30 and 40 second mark. So it's not necessarily about 10 reps. Try to do that weight for 30 to 40 seconds. You're set, because research has shown that it's the time under tension that causes muscles to grow if you are trying to build more muscle. So there you go. So do your set for 30 to 40 seconds.
Very cool.
That's a good tip, isn't it?
Very nice.
All right. Before we went to break, I was going to give Seminole Bill a chance, who's up there in Tallahassee, talk a little Florida State spring football. Seminole Bill, should everybody's concerns from what you're hearing coming out of spring be a little less when it comes to the quarterback situation, that, you know, Sean McGuire is doing well and looks like he could be the quarterback? Are you hearing those things?
Yeah, I mean, right now it's kind of been put out there that it's Sean's, you know, it's going to be Sean's team unless something else, you know, radically different changes. I mean, you know, coach is going to let the battle go on. He's not going to just outright name the starter right now, but Sean's the guy, and everybody else is going to be battling to either unseat him or be the backup. So
now, is he the best guy there? Don't you think that we have to at least give Jimbo, because a lot of people are having a heart attack over McGuire being the quarterback, but don't you think we need to give Jimbo Fisher the benefit of the doubt that the guy it truly is a quarterback guru, especially, you know, over the last decade, and that whoever is his guy, I'm not talking about him inheriting somebody, but a guy that he brought in, he's always been successful, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, here at FSU, I mean, the quarterbacks always throw for X amount of yards, and, you know, they can't remember that we've had a horrible situation yet. I mean, we may have been disappointed in some areas of the performance every now and then in games, but you can't say, at least I can't, since he's been here, that we've had, you know, lousy quarterback. We've had sometimes adequate quarterbacking, and other times excellent quarterbacking. I mean, we just got to give Sean the opportunity, see what happens, and I'm sure, you know, if results aren't there, there'll be somebody else waiting in the wings.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. Okay, and also they've had the bug, you know, for the Florida State spring practice, so We'll comment more next week. We'll get into it a little bit more. We're kind of running out of time, and we need to get to our Walking Dead entertainment segment. Hey, everybody out there going, this is a sports show, though. Hey, listen, we're everything.
We
all
do
right,
a
pal?
Little bit of entertainment,
so quick
too.
Complaint.
Yeah.
All right, knock
Come
it
on.
Off. All right, The Walking Dead last week. This week is the season finale, but last week we saw Rick lose his mind and start beating up, I think his name is Pete. Was it Pete, the
yep.
wife? I mean, the husband, the doctor?
Yep.
So, but the previews show this week almost like the town has turned against Rick. And I don't know. I mean, Terminus Eric, are they going to try to exile him?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of seems like it based off of what Deanna was saying.
Well, you got to remember at the end of the ending scene, this last one was what's the girl that carries around the big machete? She just knocked the fool out of him when
Michonne,
he.
Yeah. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to figure out where it's going because this is the season finale. Do we find out who the W is? They show us that constantly. Someone had a good idea. They said, "Is that Morgan?" But it's upside down. You know, the dude that shows up once a year, usually in the final episode.
We were talking about that, but
see, like after seeing Morgan several episodes earlier into the seasons and episodes and stuff like that, I can't imagine him tying up somebody to a tree and
Good point. And chopping people in half and leaving them all over. That's a good point. So I don't know about that. I think it's some kind of gang. I think what happened, and I'm just obviously, I don't read the comic books or anything like that. I think that they're extremely upset with Rick. They're going to do something with Rick. They'd like to. However, I'm hoping that there's an attack from the outside by this gang or the W crew or whatever you want to call it. And then they quickly realize that Rick is right, that they do need him to lead the charge and to fend off the bad guys coming trying to get inside. And that it plays out like that. I don't know. That's just me speculating. Yeah. Thoughts?
What do you think, Thomas?
I kind of agree that group there is weak.
Well, there's no doubt they're weak. They're especially the lady that's leading the charge. You know, no guns, no this, no that. You know, she's trying to make it into the real world way too fast.
Yeah, that's a problem. I mean, you're not living in reality. You're trying to put yourself in a situation where, look, if it wasn't for what's going on all around you, maybe you could live that way. If it just was a natural disaster and everybody was isolated. Okay, but it's different. You got these walking dead walkers out there, man, and they'll chew you up, spit you out, and you can't afford to let weakness open the door to something going bad in your town there. If you've got an opportunity to rebuild, but for how long if you're leading being led by weak people.
And one other thing though, the light that Daryl and I think Aaron found. Remember they were moving in on that. Remember the light? They looked over there and there was a light.
Light, yeah.
So I have no idea. Now, could that be the gang? You know, or could that be just one person? And that's Morgan. You know, who is the light?
Well, whoever the light is the person that did the W. Because after that scene, that's when they found the body and then the lady tied up to the tree.
That's an excellent point. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So this is the season finale this week. I'm fired up. Can't wait for it. Very excited. I keep on thinking, man, they got to give us something good. And sometimes the expectations are just so high, you know, because everybody likes the show so much. And it's almost like we need a death. You know, we need to know what the W is, or we need a big fight. We need something like that. And back to that Deanna lady. I mean, what do you do? You just let the doctor just continue to beat on his wife? I mean, what kind of stupid rationalization was that?
Being passive.
You know?
I mean, I got to say that town, all those people in that town that just so happened to not have to witness all the stuff outside the walls and they had just automatically just were protected from the get-go. I think I would want to protect that. And I guess that shows that again, that they're weak and don't want guns and all that stuff. And I think it's bound something's going to happen in this finale.
Yeah, I agree. Good stuff, my friends. The Walking Dead finale this coming week. And then, like I mentioned, April 12th is the season premiere of Game of Thrones, which I hear is just going to be epic.
Right.
Just great. And you know what they get me once in a while? I think there's a new trailer that comes out. And they made some video game about Game of Thrones. And I click on it, and I'm like, oh, man, a new trailer. And it's like some stupid video game. They get me all the time with that. It pisses me off. It really does. I'm pumped. I'm like, they got me today. Because I'm following some, I don't know what I follow on Twitter. Maybe I follow the Game of Thrones on Twitter. But they all a new trailer. And I'm like, I click on it, and I'm like, that person looks animated for some reason. I'm like, this is a video game again. They get me like that all the time. Man. So April 12th is when the Game of Thrones comes back. So we'll be talking about that each and every week. Great show, fellas. Lots of stuff we got to. We didn't get to as much Florida State football as we wanted to. But next week we'll help. And also, congrats to the Florida State women for, a great run.
Yeah.
In the women's side of things when it comes to March Madness. So they're Florida State women's basketball team representing the school well, right, Somerville?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Four, Seminole Bill. And the man has drank 34 ounces of water. Terminus Air. Former movie star. Extra. In plenty of movies. But did not hold the gun up front. That's a great story. We're going to tell that story next week when we were watching that movie in a minute. That was classic. I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. See ya.